what's it like to practice dentistry in both a fluoridated and a non-fluoridated area. Tob Robson is a dentist in the northeast of England.
Okay, so I work in a general dental practice in northwest Durham, which has an artificially adjusted fluoride level to the optimum level, so that our population, the patients that I see every day, have had the benefit of fluoride in their water supply. But I also work in urgent care across across County Durham and in Sunderland, and I see the effects that not having fluoride and how that impacts upon the populations in those areas. Now, when I typically see patients who come in to see me in my Northwest Durham practice, these patients generally, most commonly, have no experience of dental disease in children at all. They are fit and well. They have no dental disease. They have no experience of dental pain. They've had no experience of dental treatment. And the vast majority of my patients are like that. Occasionally, when I do get patients that have some dental decay, that dental decay tends to be very slowly progressing, and it tends to be restricted in terms of its size and spread. And so instead of having to take teeth out, we're able to treat these patients, these young patients' teeth, and instead of having to give them extractions, we're giving them restorative care. So the totality of the care that they get is less, and the treatment that they get is less invasive as compared to some of the unfortunate sites that I see in both central Durham and in Sunderland Royal Hospital with the urgent care service, where we see rampant or extensive tooth decay, dental decay that's so extensive that the teeth are destroyed and they all need to be removed. And it's an absolute tragedy that we see children with such devastation to their young teeth, and the trauma and the pain that this produces for these individuals is just absolutely immeasurable. And of course, it impacts not only upon the children, but upon the parents, who then, of course, have the guilt that they see their children with enormous amounts of pain and suffering, and of course, often having to go through general anesthesia to have these teeth removed. So it impacts not only upon the children themselves, but also upon their families. And the fluoridation of the water supply doesn't eliminate tooth decay, but it significantly reduces it to such a great degree that the pain and suffering and trauma that these families have every day is much reduced.